Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Fine Gael leader Simon Harris is due to hold discussions with two independent TDs later on today in a bid to secure their support in next week's Dáil vote for Taoiseach. So far, Simon Harris has received the backing of five deputies who are outside of the coalition parties. Today he's going to have separate meetings with the independent TDs Cathal Berry and Noel Grealish to try to secure their backing. Elaine Loughlin is political editor with the Irish Examiner and is on the line now. Good morning, Elaine.
Good morning, Claire.
So take us through the lie of the land now. The people who Simon Harris has already secured, take us through the list.
Yeah, and as you said, he will be holding meetings today with a further two in the hope of getting the backing of them. While Simon Harris has been meeting with a number of TDs, and we do know, as you mentioned, the likes of Nasa Horrigan as well, lost the parliamentary party whip of the Green Party, she will be backing him. And others, you would imagine, a number of independents that always back government in these type of votes. But the important thing is, he really doesn't need these votes. The government has a majority right now, but it is nice to have that buffer, especially going into what may be a rocky period, you would imagine, in the next 6 to 9 months. And we know we only have about 11 months at the very most of this government going forward. Michael Lowry is another strong one that he has the backing of, the Tipperary TD, and Noel Grealish, you would imagine, will also back him. So he will have up to around six independents along with the three parties to put himself forward for Taoiseach and get across the line fairly easily.
Do we know, Elaine, what sort of deals are being done, or are there deals being done to secure this support?
Yeah, well, look, as is always stated, there is never something given in exchange for a vote, or that's at least what is said publicly, but certainly those going in, and I know Sean Canny was one of those who went in this week, the independent Galway TD. He said he had a number of issues to raise. He raised those during an hour and a half meeting with Simon Harris, and came out saying he would be waiting until Simon Harris responds to those, I don't want to call them requests, but certainly issues that were raised, and then would be deciding. Now, interestingly enough, Sean Canny has not backed the previous two Taoiseachs that were appointed in the lifetime of this government, but still he's remaining open to giving his support to Simon Harris, at least for the moment. And we do remember as well, when that vote was held, that really crucial vote to end the eviction ban, there were a number of independent TDs, the likes of Sean Canny and Dennis Nocton. Dennis Nocton, interesting enough, is one of those who's already come out and said he will be backing Simon Harris, and they had a number of requests around housing, around those in care homes and renting out their homes while they're in that Fair Deal scheme, and they managed to get promises around a number of items, and that was seen at that time as a major coup for those independent TDs. But I don't think we'll be hearing if there are any deals done, and I think government leaders are always clear in saying that there's never any sort of horse trading. It simply is going in and trying to get the support without any side deals.
Although Cathal Berry has said very openly that he wants to see a mini budget before the summer recess, extra measures in there, according to himself, needed for small businesses and for farmers. Might that be on the agenda?
Well, look, it's something that I think the government wants to do as well. And I think even yesterday, Simon Harris was stressing the fact that he will be supporting small businesses as leader and as Taoiseach. But whether we have a mini budget, I think that's highly unlikely at this point in time, unless we have some sort of major economic upturn or shift between now and October. Interestingly enough, though, Joe McHugh, another one of those former Fine Gael TD, obviously, he will be backing Simon Harris, but he said he wouldn't be rejoining Fine Gael, and that was asked of him by the new Fine Gael leader, because he wasn't getting further movement on the MICA issue. And obviously he is a Donegal-based TD and lost the whip as a result of his vote on MICA in the lifetime of this government as well. So obviously Joe McHugh isn't getting a side deal when it comes to the defective block schemes.
Now, interesting that you take us to that area where we have Fine Gael TDs who are opting not to run in the next general election. Do we know, is Simon Harris trying to convince any of them to do an about turn to change their minds?
Yeah, I think there was significant lobbying of a number of TDs immediately after that shock resignation of Leo Varadkar from the Taoiseach's office. At this point in time, it doesn't seem like he has convinced anyone to change their mind, to decide to run again in the next general election. I think those who've made their decision are sticking with it, at least at the moment anyway. However, I think what Simon Harris will be trying to do is use the wealth of what he would, I suppose, describe as talent and experience within the party to re-energise the party and maybe develop policies to go out and about across the country and galvanise support and even just boost the morale within the grassroots. So you have, you know, people with vast experience there. The likes of former Agriculture Minister Michael Creed might be relied on to develop policy in the area of agriculture or rural affairs. You could see other big vote getters like Richard Bruton possibly asked to go on various roadshows or turn up at rallies across the country, again, to just galvanise that support and give the party a bit of a boost.
Well, that has been a criticism of the Fine Gael operation under Leo Varadkar. You know, people in the party have said that the grassroots hasn't been supported throughout that time. So that is a job of work that Simon Harris is likely to be focused on. So you're saying that he's going to enlist these people who will be former TD after the next general election to help with that. Is that high in his agenda, rebuilding the grassroots or focusing on the grassroots?
I think it certainly is, Claire. And what you might see is not only these really senior members of the party being asked to take a more active role in recruitment or even in selection conventions, and we do have the locals and Europeans coming up. I think you will actually see Simon Harris himself take a very active role in the lead-in to those local elections. And I wouldn't be surprised if you see him take on a constituency tour and travel to the length and breadth of the country in advance, meeting and greeting the grassroots and the general voters, but certainly trying to get into every single constituency before those local elections.
What's the latest on the cabinet reshuffle? How wide will it be on the Fine Gael side?
Yeah, well, look, he's been given a bit of wriggle room this week with the departure of Simon Coveney from the cabinet ranks. But it does leave him with a bit of a situation in the Munster region, because at the moment he only has two Limerick-based Fine Gael TDs who are both Ministers of State, Kieran O'Donnell and Patrick O'Donovan. In that area, he has one TD, Colin Burke, based in Cork. If he wants to have a Cork-based minister or minister for state, that's his only option. And if you even look back to that Cork area again, while he has other Cork TDs, all of them have said they won't be standing in the next general election, apart from Simon Coveney, who doesn't want to be a member of cabinet. So you have Michael Creed, David Stanton, Brendan Griffin in Kerry, and going forward slightly along the coast, Paul Keogh. So they're out of the consideration, you'd have to expect, because they won't be there next time around. Having said that, it may be a chance to ignore the general rule of geography and gender that people think that you have to apply when choosing a cabinet. And maybe Simon Harris may go with prioritising what he considers talent and not going across the country and making sure that there is that geographical spread. I think Peter Burke is a name that's coming up time and time again as nearly a dead cert to be chosen. And then there are others, the likes of Jennifer Carl McNeill, that could be considered for a senior role. Will he maybe elevate Patrick O'Donovan from junior to senior? And that might maybe sort out some of the geography and geographical issues that he has right now.
All right, well, choices to be made and all will be revealed in the coming days. That's Elaine Loughlin, political editor with the Irish Examiner. Coming up next, the best TV series soundtracks.
text 51551 today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.